What's going on there, watch fans? Are you in the market for an American Pilot watch? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. Kingsley 1945 watches are style designed and hand-assembled by the Kingsley Watch Company in Providence, Rhode Island. I'm a distributor for Kingsley 1945 watches, so you can place your order with me and by emailing me at imatdavehond@gmail.com. To see the entire collection and the website, you can go to www.kingsley1945.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I talk to you about the new Panerai PAM 630 and the new Panerai PAM 632. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Happy holidays, watch fans. Hope all is well. It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about the new Panerai PAM 630 and the new Panerai PAM 632. These two watches were released at Watches and Wonders back in October of 2015. These are basically Panerai's new logo 44mm introductory price point models. Let's start with the PAM 630. The 630 is a 44mm Luminor case. It has a white dial with black Arabic numerals, all 12 Arabic numerals. It has a logo at the above the 6 o'clock position, and that's in the steel blue color, which is the first time Panerai's ever incorporated that color on a logo. And it actually looks pretty good. The contrast between the white dial, which is pretty stark white, really, really like bright white, and the black Arabic numerals, as well as the blue, it plays well together. I'm not a fan of the logo. I think it cheapens the look of the watch, and it totally screws with the design language. We know it's a Panerai. We don't need some sort of logo there. It says Panerai already there. So to me, it's a little bit redundant, and it's a little overplayed, and it makes it look not as classy as it could look. But this has a hand-wound unitoss movement. It has a snap-on case back instead of a screw-down case back. It also has a, instead of screw-down screw bars, it has spring bars. The whole point of a Panerai is to be able to change the strap and to be able to, be highly immersive for the wearer, collector, aficionado to be able to really engage with the watch. And by having spring bars, what it does is it makes it harder and creates more of a challenge for the wearer to switch the straps quickly, because then you worry about scratching or, because those spring bars are spring-loaded, they pop out. You have to be a little bit more proficient with a tool, and it kind of defeats the purpose of changing it yourself. So, with spring bars, it can be slightly tricky, and for that, I would definitely recommend that you go to a retailer or someone that you trust to switch the straps out, just in case you scratch the case. The watch is fitted on a black calf Monte Carlo strap, which is the same strap as on a PAM 114. Essentially, it's the same watch as a PAM 114. It just doesn't have a clear back. A lot of people hem and haw about the snap-on case back versus, screw down. I mean, screw down case back has sort of been in their DNA. I don't know why they would, cheap out for something like that. I know it costs extra in R&D and all that, but they already have been doing it, so I don't understand why they cheaped out on that. But the look of the new 630 is pretty cool. I love the luminescent dots. They're in a sort of tritium color that pays homage to the original. I like that it's on a bottle opener style buckle. My only gripe with this watch, honestly, is the fact that it's, there's, spring bars instead of screw bars, and that it's the OP logo. Although I'm not as bothered about this OP logo because it's very cool between the white, black, and steel blue colors. So it's not as offensive. It's not as prominent. It's not as cartoonish to me. But I'd prefer it not to be. And this watch retails for $4,750. You know, the case is polished, the device protecting the crown is brushed. It has the look of a Luminor. You know, it is a Luminor. It is hand wound. You can't see the movement, so it doesn't matter really if the movement is finished or not. It's basically the same movement as a 114, but the 114 has been, you know, the bridges have been the Geneva striping and all that stuff, and it doesn't have the sapphire crystal case back and all that stuff. And you're generally going to pay a lot more for something like that. So for under $5,000 to get, you know, a Panerai and to get, you know, the elements of a vintage type model with the ball opener buckle and, you know, the case and, you know, the dial's pretty well executed. I think it's really good. I think for the money, I don't think you can really beat it. I'm not really that offended with it. And I think that a lot of people are just because they want to have something to talk about. And, you know, it bothers me as well, being a Panerai wearer and knowing what Panerai is capable of and what they've given us, that they cheaped out on small things that we may take for granted. So, but for $4,750, it's a great price point and it looks great on the wrist. So that's the Panerai PAM 630. The Panerai PAM 632 is basically the logo. It's the PAM 5, if you will, which is with a second hand. The 630 doesn't have a second hand. The 632 does have a second hand. It's got a beautiful chocolate-colored dial, and it's got this incredible contrasting lume. Both dials are not sandwich dials. Those are, you know, more of the luminous material. You know, it's not like the three-layered sandwich dial. It's more like the early Panerai models from the early 2000s or the late 90s. But yeah, I love the, you know, this looks a lot more historic. If you look at a PAM 5, it's got a black dial. This has a really nice, warm and rich chocolate dial with almost like an ecru color, like luminescent, which makes it look really, really vintage. Again, 44 millimeter polished stainless steel case, brushed device protecting the crown. It's got that really nice brown Monte Carlo strap that you find on a 111 or even a PAM 5. It's got the bottle opener style buckle. It's got the Unitas hand wound movement. It has the snap-on case back. It has the spring bars instead of screw bars. You know, honestly, I think this model as well, for the money, it's $5,000 retail, is a very good value. I mean, you know, when you look at the PAM 5 versus this, I'd much rather have this. It's basically the same watch. It has the OP logo in white, which kind of pisses me off. It would look so much better without it. There's no need for it. You know, they could just remove that and just call it, you know, the 111, you know, without the, you know, the decorated movement and without the sapphire crystal case back. I mean, it doesn't matter. We can't see the movement anyway, so who cares? The snap-on part, again, is something that I think people are really upset about, but it, listen, I'm not opening the case back of the watch. I'm not working on it, so what do I care if it pops out versus unscrew it? I know it's a difference in finishing. I know it's something that, you know, geeks go crazy about, but let's face it, the people who are, you know, like hemming and hawing and picking everything apart are the people who really are not even going to be able to afford to buy a watch like this, for the most part. I'm not saying everybody who doesn't like this, who has a problem with this particular thing, can't afford it, but I think there's a large group of people that really are nitpicky. And again, at $5,000, I think it's a really, really good, it's a great look. I mean, it's a 44 millimeter polished case, brushed device protecting the crown, incredible chocolate dial, very rich, very warm, very historic almost looking. And you can't really buy a Panerai today for $5,000 that has this kind of look. Again, the spring bar and the logo are the only things that really piss me off. Other than that, I mean, it's a great looking watch and it's a great price point. It looks incredible on the wrist. I had a chance to play with them and look at them and study them. And you know, I was not like it didn't really bother me as much as I thought it would bother me, knowing what I knew about these to begin with. These are going to be available at Panerai boutiques exclusively at first, and then they'll be available at authorized Panerai retailers. They will make 1,000 of each model. So it's, you know, it's not super rare, but it's definitely like 1,000 pieces is a lot just for Panerai boutiques. But when you think of how many Panerai boutiques there are, I mean, and the demand for Panerais, you know, at this price point, they may sell out pretty quick. So who knows if the retailers will even get it? Who knows when the retailers will get it? But yeah, definitely take a look at the PAM630 and the PAM632. I did a really detailed review of it, and you can definitely read that. I will include that in the links below. Personally, I would have loved to have seen the PAM630 and the PAM632 priced a little differently, maybe 1,000 less, for the 630 at 3,700 and for the 632 at 4,000. I think at those prices, it would have been a no-brainer and honestly one of the best values in the watch industry. If you're interested in getting either of these models, please don't hesitate to email me at amitdevehonda@gmail.com. Please visit my website at www.amitdevehonda.com. If you want to get caught up with the latest news in the watch industry, check out my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are at @AmitDaveHonda. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Kingsley 1945 Watches. If you want an American Pilot watch, check out www.kingsley1945.com. Check out the website. I'm a distributor, so if you want to place your order, email me again at amitdevehonda@gmail.com. I'd also like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. And, you know, if you want to get caught up weekly without committing to my blog on a daily basis because you don't have the time, sign up for my weekly newsletter. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.